I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is this Sunday. Part of prayer is catching a glimpse of God's heart for His people. So how can we pray for a nation like Pakistan? And later, with Dia de los Muertos in full swing, can we bring hope to the grieving? So let's go back to the first question. What can we offer the persecuted church? Our prayers, our hearts, and our support. Well, let's start with prayer today as we take a look at Pakistan, where making the choice to follow Christ is often met with hostility. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says,
Pakistan is the sixth most dangerous place in the world to live as a Christian, based on levels of persecution.
He explains that persecution takes place at both a social level, as in terrorism and discriminatory laws, and on a personal level, like attacks received from family. Despite these injustices towards believers, the gospel is spreading. So would you take a moment to pray with us? Allen leads.
Lord Jesus, we recognize that you are the sovereign of all nations. Right now, we just lift up the nation of Pakistan and the Christians who do live there under some very difficult circumstances. We pray for their encouragement, that they would be fortified by you, by the love that is demonstrated by Christians around the world for them, so that they would be empowered to advance the gospel in their communities and change the face of their nation.
You find the full prayer and action points at missionnews.org. Our next topic is also controversial, but it's in North America. As you might have heard, InterVarsity recently reiterated its policy affirming its stance on human sexuality. After years of intensive study on the Bible's teachings, the ministry has asked staffers who disagree with its stance to resign. Regarding the policy, InterVarsity's Greg Howe explains,
we think it's important to do so because the consensus in the culture has changed around these issues. We're working with college students who are intimately affected by these issues, and we want to make sure we and our staff are providing a consistent, coherent message that Jesus's invitation to follow him may be painful and difficult, but ultimately results in life.
But people have asked, why not agree to disagree?
InterVarsity's official representatives, or the pastors of a church and their elders, it makes sense for them to have a consistent, clear message that they agree and believe in. Otherwise, what you have is, if you're at a church, one pastor teaching one thing and another pastor on the side saying, well, we don't actually think that's true. And I think that actually confuses the conversation far more than it clarifies it.
So please, would you pray for InterVarsity during this time of transition and for its loving explanation for its beliefs? Pray also for the LGBTQI community and for the ideas on human sexuality to push all of us deeper into studies of God's Word. And finally, from U.S. college campuses, we're heading south of the border. Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead celebrations, are taking place today throughout Mexico. Holiday is a cultural way to remember people who've died. In northern Mexico, hundreds of families are honoring loved ones who were killed by the drug cartels. But Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says their partner is handing out scripture booklets.
And seeing the churches come alive down there, and it's still a very difficult place to be, but there is a movement of the Spirit there.
One man, before becoming a Christian, lost his wife and four children to drug dealers.
He was thinking of taking his own life, but on the street, someone handed him a scripture booklet from World Missionary Press, and the Spirit of God, through the written word, went to work on him. He came to the Lord, he gave his life to the Lord.
Those pocket-sized booklets produced by WMP explain the essentials of the gospel message, and they're translated into hundreds of languages and can be printed for less than 5 cents each. You can help send a few at missionnews.org.
So if you have some prayer warriors listening in, we could use prayer for the shipment to northern Mexico. I don't know if it's the enemy working against us, but it seems like every time I try to get it there, it's been sitting in our warehouse.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.